You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you're tuned into a new episode of Sadder Star, an emo radio show here on Wednesday evenings. I have a very special episode lined up for today. The theme for today's episode is one song emo. So all of the bands on this playlist only recorded or released one single song ever in their entire output as a band. I've been collecting these tracks for a little while now, and I'm super stoked to share them all together in this episode. Many of these tracks were released only on compilations. Some were from like Split 7 Inches with another band. Just a little collection of tracks that were the only song ever released by these random bands. So definitely a lot of super obscure stuff on tonight's episode. We're gonna start out with a band called Madeline, who, again, I don't know a lot about these bands that we're gonna be hearing, especially since they're pretty mysterious. This track was released on a compilation titled There Is a Light, released in 1997 with a lot of other like 90s emo and hardcore bands. This track is called Christmas Morning. And once again, you're tuned in to Sadder Star on X-Ray FM. Enjoy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Saturn Star Emo Radio Show, and you are listening to today's episode, which is One Song Emo. So all the tracks you heard are the lone single song that these bands have released and or recorded, at least as far as I know, to my knowledge and my research abilities. You heard, the last track you just heard was called Possessed by a band called Fear of Nine. Most of these tracks were released on compilations, which lends well to the ability to only record one song. So that was on the Importance of Falling compilation, which has a lot of really weird stuff, including that song. Before that, you heard Letters to the Lord Himself. That track was called Bomb Drop off of a 7-inch compilation called the Carlos compilation. And they were from Victoria, BC, and actually had members of Hot Hot Heat and Breakwater. That track is so, so good. One of my favorites for sure. Definitely wish they recorded more material. Before that, you heard Comparing Notes by Airport Architect off of the First Crush compilation, which is from 1997. It's a really great comp with a lot of more well-known bands such as Jimmy Eat World, At the Drive-In, Mineral, and many more. Before that, you heard Horizons West by a band called Gemma, who I believe were from Miami, and maybe had a member of the band Lincoln in that band. That was off of the Fragile Records compilation number 2. Before that, you heard Summit Hall by Everywhere You Look. I really don't know anything about this band, but I found it on a blog, the Obscure Mo blog, which is highly, highly recommended if you like this kind of music. But yeah, only song recorded by the band, which is very good. It's more, it's not recent, but it's more recent than a lot of this stuff. I think from like the mid to late 2000s. And before that, you heard a band called Lit. That track is called Souvenir off of the Excursion compilation, which featured primarily hardcore bands from the Northwest in the 90s. Then we started out with a band called Madeline. That track is called Christmas Morning. I really love that song. That was a new discovery in the past couple weeks. And yeah, like I said, this is, maybe the most obscure Saturn Star episode and kind of like continuation or like the ultimate version of a Killed by Emo episode, which is like a series I've been doing. A few episodes of featuring ultra rare and limited emo by bands who had very limited releases. So yeah, in this case, just one song ever. Coming up next, you're gonna hear a band called March December Swing. This track is called The Joy of Photography. And I play this track several times on my show, but it's truly one of my favorites. They're from Winnipeg, Canada, of all places. And I found this 7-inch compilation that it's on at Mississippi Records, which was literally like a few blocks away from the X-Ray Studios. So shout out Mississippi Records. It was literally a dollar in the dollar bin. And this song is amazing, so quite worth the find. Thanks so much for tuning in to Saturn Star again. This is The Joy of Photography by March December Swing. Thank you. You're still tuned into Satter Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. And we're wrapping up today's episode, One Song Emo. I realized that I messed up and played a band with more than one song, which we'll get to in a second. You just heard a band called Paperback. That track is called Translator off of a split 7-inch with another band called Hamilton. I think they may be from Michigan, but can't really find any information online at all about this band. Before that was Champions of the Bleeding Heart, that track is called More Than Mere Matter off of a split with another band called Black Label. And they were from California and had members of the band Shahrazad. The lyrics to that track are printed in the 7-inch, and also you can find them online. And they're very vegan forward, which I like. Makes me really love that song even more. Before that, you heard Love Carousel at 90 Degrees by Helen off of their Ooh, Do I Love You compilation, which I actually did a whole episode about. That was the first episode of the whole year in January, and I realized I played that track on that episode too, which I didn't mean to play twice. But anyway, Helen, that band had the vocalist of another band called The Compound Red, which if you're familiar with that band, that's why they sound so familiar. And then before that, you heard Center by a band called Bor, B-O-R, off of the I Can't Live Without It compilation. And that's the one that I messed up on. I remembered incorrectly, and I thought that they were a one-song emo band. But then I just realized when I was doing the playlist that they actually have other tracks and a whole other 7-inch, which I never listened to. So this is why you research thoroughly before doing your radio show, even if you're having a really chaotic week. So, oops. Sorry about that. But you know what? That track is still good. So I'm going to pretend that fits. Before that, you heard Year of Discontent by a band called Frame off of a compilation titled A Benefit Compilation, brought to you by Mayfly. And then we started out with March December Swing on that block. Again, about Frame, I really don't know any information about them. Couldn't find anything. So that's all I know. That one song. We're going to wrap up with a classic one-song emo track by July. This track is Untitled. It's off of their split 7-inch with Jerome's Dream, which is a way bigger name, and have a lot more music. July was from North Carolina, only released this one song, only song you could find online from them, even though there's been rumors of a July demo for several years, but I've never been able to track it down. So definitely curious if they have any other songs floating around somewhere. Thanks again for tuning in to Satter Star. This is July. Take care.